As the impeachment inquiry continues to move forward for the House of Representatives, 12 Democrats hoping to unseat President Trump will be taking the debate stage tonight in Ohio. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, where we're joined by our KCBS political analyst, Mark Sandalow. And Mark, a first look at Tom Steyer tonight on a debate stage.
Which has a lot of Democrats underwhelmed, really. I mean, Steyer's pretty much unknown to the general public. He's very well known in Democratic circles because he has given enormous amounts of money to Democratic causes, as well as environmental causes, against global warming. And he also took out these ads, which people thought he was crazy to do, starting back many months ago, insisting that President Trump be impeached. So some people think that may play well. It is very hard to picture a multi-millionaire, I suppose a billionaire, jumping to the race this late, relatively unheard of, and getting that kind of traction. But again, after what happened in 2016 with Donald Trump, nobody says never.
Okay, so Mark, the real question has to do with whether the Democrats at this point are looking for somebody to beat President Trump. But that dynamic may have changed just over the last, even since the last debate, because of the damaging revelations, the impeachment inquiry, and so on.
Well, so this is a tough question, then, is, what is your Democrat going into tonight's debate? Is your focus to beat up on President Trump, which at this point is very easy among Democrats to do, or do you ignore completely and take what some would consider, the high policy road and say, we're not going to beat this president by simply beating up on him. We're going to have to come up with our own ideas. I mean, here's the tough part. If this were a general election debate where it's a zero-sum game, it makes sense to go after the president and try to remind the American public that what the president did is, in most people's eyes, very unethical. But all Democrats agree. Everyone on that stage agrees with that, and virtually everyone voting in a Democratic primary agrees with that. So you've got to distinguish yourself. And saying I'm the most anti-Trump candidate isn't going to get you that many votes because there are no moderate, sort of timid anti-Trump people up on that stage. So in some sense, that may play out very little at all. And, then the questions come back to Bernie Sanders' health because he had a heart attack, how Joe Biden replies to questions about his own son's ethics. Elizabeth Warren is the front runner. But what's amazing is these debates have come, and these have been the biggest show in town each month they've happened. Well, tonight it's different. It's different actually for two reasons. It's different in part because you have the whole saga over President Trump and impeachment. And you've got an awful lot of Washington politicos who are just tearing their hair out, perhaps myself included, who really need to watch the debate, but might want to flip the channel occasionally or maybe even go out to the ballpark to watch the Nationals try to clinch the National League pennant.
Just to be clear here, this would be the first ever World Series appearance for your hometown team in either of its incarnations, as the Montreal Expos or as the Washington Nationals.
That is absolutely true, Stan. I suppose so. People are going back to the 1930s when the Washington Senators did make it to the World Series. That was back in 1933. And, they were so bad in the American League back then. It was always, first in war, first in peace, and last in the American League. Things are different this year. We will see. They have this president race where they trot out these different presidents in the middle of the fourth inning. And then, they win, they lose. Teddy Roosevelt, whose relative Franklin Roosevelt was president the last time that the Nationals were in there. So we keep hope alive, but I tell you, Washington is just absolutely filled with people who are going to be, what do you do when Tom Steyer speaks? Can you dare to watch the bottom of the ninth inning? I don't know. Do you want to miss Bernie Sanders? Washington, this is their two favorite sports colliding at once.
All right, big moments. Thanks, Mark. We'll get the results tomorrow morning, obviously. That's KCBS political analyst and Washington Nationals diehard Mark Sandalow, live from Washington.